מודים לבריתי שלום, על פי 71, בזאת השם. לכן כל אחד צריך להשיב אל ליבו. Therefore, everyone, each and every one of us needs to put into his heart שאין לו שום אפשרות להתחמק מהחיוב לשמור את העיניים. He has no way to escape, to להתחמק, to run away from his obligation to guard his eyes. דהיינו לעצור אותם, which means to shut them. כי בלי שמירת העיניים, because without closing your eyes, אין שום אפשרות לקיים את עשרת הדיברות. There is no way to fulfill the Ten Commandments. את החצי השני של עשרת הדיברות, the second half of the Ten Commandments, which are between a man and his fellow. כבר הצברנו, we explained how you can't keep it if you don't guard your eyes. Yeah, שבלי לשמור את העיניים, because without guarding your eyes, אדם יעבור על התחמו, the fast person, he's over on לא תחמו, don't covet, ויגיע לידי רציחה, he can come into murder, וגניבה, stealing, ניאוף. ולמעשה, גם החצי הראשון של הדיברות, also the first five commandments, של, or page 71, של האמונה בהשם, of the believing in Hashem, right? Believe in Hashem, don't make yourself idols, right? ראינו שגם הוא תלוי בעיניים, we see that it also depends on the eyes. שרק על ידי שמירת העיניים, that only through guarding your eyes, זוכים להאמין בהשם, we merit to believe in Hashem. בחינת, אנוכי השם אלוקיך, aspect of אנוכי השם אלוקיך. לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים מהפניי. You should have another God besides me. לא תישא שם השם הכך עכשיו. Don't mention my name in false. In vain. זכור את יום השבת הקודשו. Remember? Shabbos. כל אחד זוכה להרגיש את קדושת השבת. Everyone merits to feel the holiness of Shabbos לפי קדושת העיניים שלו. According to the holiness of his eyes. The more he's holy, the more he's going to feel holiness of Shabbos. The less he's holy, he doesn't know what Shabbos is all about. No feeling at all of Shabbos. Ta'afilu kabel et avicha v'timecha, and even honoring your father and mother, talui b'ainayim, depends on the eyes. Even if they're not alive. Kamuba v'gmara, as brought in the Gemara, shirak mi she'olech b'derech Hashem, זה נחשב שמכבד את תורה, וצריך לסנר הלכה. Only someone who keeps the Torah mitzvah is considered he's honoring his parents. Esav, even though he was the biggest in honoring the parents, he did not honor his parents. Why? Because everyone says, oh, who's his son? Who's his father? Oh, ah. Bad parents. I guess they're bad parents. Right? אבל מי שחליל נחשב לעבירות, someone who stumbles in עבירות, זה בוודאי בושה להוריו ולא מכבדם אנחנו נצן. It's obviously embarrassment to his parents. It doesn't give them any honor. Even if the parents are not alive anymore. הכל עומד על העיניים. It all stands on the eyes. All depends on eyes. שאין היסוד לקיום התורה והמצוות, which are the foundation of keeping the Torah mitzvahs. והאמונה, and the foundation of אמונה, והדבקות בהשם, קליבית השם, like the Rav spoke today in the amazing, amazing, amazing share we had. And I had this chus to translate for you guys. I hope it was okay. I hope you guys were able to hear me there.
You'll be on tonight. I just need a title for it.
My title? Oh, for the share?
Yeah. What would you call it?
Will.
Will.
The secret of free will.
The secret of free will. Okay, that's what it'll be.
And people will want to see or hear, what is the secret of free will? The secret of free will is that will is free. That's the secret of free will. Yeah?
The secret of free choice.
Free choice, free will, same thing.
No, free will would be better.
Your will is always free. That's the point. Yeah, it's true. The secret of free choice is the free will.
That the will is free.
Exactly. לכן כל אחד יהיה אז כנמר. Therefore, everyone's gonna be as, how do you say that?
Mighty.
Mighty like a leopard. As kanamel, like the Mishnah in Avos says. ולא יחוש לליצנים המליגים על יסוד התורה. And he won't care for those clowns that are making fun of the fundamental basics of Torah, שהם שמירת הברית, which are guarding the breed, ותפילה בכוונה, and praying with kavana. He won't care for what other people say. Oh, you're nuts. You don't look at your aunts anymore. You don't look at the people in the street anymore. You're crazy. Fine, I'm crazy. I'm crazy and happy. You're not crazy and you're sad. So what do you want from me? Kal Kaneshir, it should be light. Look, Avram, you wanted Pirka Avos, right? Yesterday he told me you wanted Pirka Avot. What the rabbi is giving the shul up here. Right. Rabbi was just talking right here. You have to be light like mighty like a leopard, light like an eagle. Mahir v'zariz, fast and quick, la'atzim et enav mirot v'ra, shutting your eyes from seeing any bad. Quick, close your eyes. Ratz katzvi v'gibor kari, run fast as a deer, and strong as a lion, la'asot l'tzon aviv shel hashamayim, in order to do the will of our Father in heaven. V'kamuban, shekol hakochot halalu, and obviously, all these powers, the Az Kanamer, Kanesha, to be mighty like a leopard, light like an angel, whatever. And further on, if Shalek Kaber Akalde Tefillah, we could achieve this only through Tefillah, only through prayer. Kibli Tefillah, without prayer, Ein LeAdam Shum Koach Litgaber Litzvo. A man has no power to overcome his Yetzer, his desires. The Korshkana Malagim, and then of course, all the more so, he can't, people make fun of him, he doesn't want to do it anymore. Right? He won't be able to overcome all the miniyot, obstacles and difficulties that a person has when he first starts guarding the eyes. And there's a lot. People think he's crazy. Remember the army. I wanted to guard the army. So they put me in a. So they put me to meet a lady. Kaban, whatever it's called. So, Bruch Nefesh, health of the mental health thing. So I went in and I could put my head down, of course. So she asked me, "Why aren't you looking at me?" I said, "Because the Torah says not to." When I was looking at every woman, I'm married, I'm happy, I don't even look at you. I told her, "I'm sorry, I hope you're not offended. I look at my wife."
So this guy's crazy, get him out of the army?
No, unfortunately, he didn't think it was crazy enough. Maybe got me out for other reasons.
Yeah, but that brings up a point. What should we say?
If someone asks.
Right.
I respect you so much, and the Torah said not to look at you. I'm sick in the head, Talar. Sick in the head. I look at you, I desire you, no, don't tell me.
Yeah, the other question is, when women want to shake your hand.
Asur.
Right. So what do we say?
The law of the Torah is that we don't touch other women. There are cases which are permitted, but you're not part of that. You're not in that category. I was in Argentina. In Argentina, I have a lot of stories from all around the world. All kinds of cultures of people. Listen to this. In Argentina, everyone kisses each other. That's like, instead of shaking the hand,
cheek.
You shake the hand and you kiss. That's how it is. There are countries like that. It's a culture. Yeah, it's true. But not women. Exactly, right? So we were in Argentina, and we went with the baby. We were in Chile, really. We just went to Argentina for whatever. We had to leave the country because to get another visa for another 3 months, whatever. So we went to Argentina, and we went to the doctor there, a Jewish doctor. Now he just has no idea of anything he's doing, but he's Jewish. We went, and he comes to kiss my wife. So I said, no. I had no idea. That's how it is in the world. Now you're not looking, you have a stallion nuts. You know you don't. Period. You don't kiss your relatives, you don't shake their hands, no. You don't even look at them. So someone asked, what do you do? When people come in, people are meeting. Rabbi says, I'll tell you what I do. I come and let's say, and there's guests, right? The women stuff. Shalom, shalom, how's everyone doing? And then they go on. Everyone, they got their personal attention. And you don't even look at them, you looked in general in the room, and that's all. You don't have to be like this. You could. Shmuel Shapira was. If you're at the level of Shmuel Shapira, you could. And everyone will understand you also. But if you're not yet on the level of Shmuel Shapira, and you want to do Kiruv, you want people to get close to Hashem, so that's how you do. Say shalom, shalom. Okay?
Thanks, that's what I needed.
Yeah.
In the States, as we have, you know, it's like women were quote modern.
You know, I know, I see how it is here also in American communities, not the Haredi.
But on the other hand, you're not supposed to offend somebody.
You don't offend.
They might take it like an offensive thing.
Are you not looking at them? If someone calls you and say, you keep Shabbos, you offend me. What are you going to do? Not keep Shabbos? You're putting on tefillin, it offends me. Why are you putting on tefillin?
Well, we're not supposed to make somebody else feel bad.
And if it makes them feel bad that you're keeping Shabbos? So they don't know. So what? You could explain. You could say, all the respect. I respect you more than any, more than the people looking at you. Because they're looking at you. If they want to hear, you could explain to them that every man that looks at a woman desires that woman, and I don't want to desire any woman besides my wife. Period.
There's a story about Chabad rabbi in New York, in New Hampshire, or up there. Is it New Hampshire or Vermont? He ran for office. And everyone's like, he's not shaking anyone's hands. And so the now women and everyone got really upset. Who's this chauvinist? Why are we going to let him? No one's going to go against him. And then he went and met with the heads and explained to them that we don't shake people's hands. This is the custom of the Jewish law, that we respect women. And he explained the whole idea of respect women. And they said, wow, we're going to vote for him. And all the women liberation organizations all voted for him.
Because he's for the women.
Those who shake their hands and kiss them, they're not for the women, they're for themselves.
Exactly. He explained that, and they all agreed. They said, wow, this is great.
If someone wants to hear you explain, if someone wants to hear, you can explain. If someone wants to, they can tell to, just stand to, so then you don't answer. You say, you're right, I'm an idiot. So. לכן חובה קדושה על כל אחד ואחד. Therefore is a holy commandment on each and everyone. להקדים מדי יום, to proceed every day with at least חצי שעה שתחינה, at least half an hour of pleading, תפילה ובקשה, prayer and request from אבינו שבשמיים, שיזכה בתוך שער כל ישראל, he'll merit amongst all of Am Yisrael, לטהרת העיניים, the purity of the eyes, לקדושת המחשבה והפה, holiness of the thoughts in the mouth, שהבה תליה, that they depend on each other. תקדיש בכל יום לפחות חצי שעה את תפילת שעת עיניים. And a person has to put aside at least a half a day, every single day, half an hour, every single day, on praying on שמירת העיניים. ויזכור, and remember, ויבקש בשעת התפילה, and ask Hashem at the time that he's praying, שיעזור לו האל הטוב, השם, the good God will help me, בזכות, in the merit, listen to this, of who? רבי מתיה בן חרש, שסימא את אליו, בסירות נבל, דולה וסירות דברים. רבי מתיה בן חרש, he's a big tzaddik, he blinded himself, because he was going to look at a very pretty woman, it wasn't really a woman, it was the Yetzer Hara dressed as a woman, and he didn't want to sin, he took two metal spears, what are they called? Put them in the fire and shove them into his eyes. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent, is he bringing the story here? Oh, he brings the story here. Okay, fine, I'm sorry. He did this in order not to fail the test of seeing a beautiful woman and doing an aver. Yivakesh, and a person should ask, Rabbi Matia ben Chara, remember the name, Rabbi Matia ben Charash. He asked Hashem in the merit of Rabbi Matya ben Charash. Right? Bishkuto shel otav tzadik, in the merit of that tzadik, Hashem, he will merit bizkod ishmot alayim. He merit a person will merit to guard his eyes really. And zeh ma'aseh nora. This is the awesome ma'aseh story of Rabbi Matya ben Charash, which is brought in the Medrash. Ma'aseh Rabbi Matya ben Charash, the story of Rabbi Matya ben Charash, incident of Rabbi Matya ben Charash. Shaya Yoshev Bebet HaMidrash Oseg BaTorah, he was sitting in this meditation learning Torah. V'haya Ziv Panav Dome LaChama, and the light that was shining out of his face was similar to the sun. U'Klaster Panav Dome LaChama Sharit, and the features of his face, it was similar to the Malachi Asharis, Malachi Meserv Hashem. He never lifted up his eyes to look at any woman, ever. One time the Satan passed by and he was jealous of him. To be such a man he did not sin. The Satan went in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told him, Rabbi Matya ben Charash, ma'o lefanecha? What is Rabbi Matya ben Charash in your eyes? Amar lo, Rabbi Shvach, who told him, Tzadik amuru, he's a complete tzadik. Amar lefanav, so the Satan told Hashem, Ten li reshut va'asitenu, give me permission and I'll seduce him. Amar lo, Rabbi Shvach, who told him, Ein ata yecholo, I'm telling you, it's a lost case. You won't be able to get him. Amar lo satan, af al pi chen. Satan said, still, give me, I want to try. Interesting conversation, huh?
Stubborn.
Amar lo, lech. So Hashem told him, no, tfaddan. Chavod, go. Nidme lo ki isha yafa. He seemed to him as a beautiful woman, shelo haya kedmuta meolam. There was never such a beautiful woman in the world. Mimot Naama, Achot Tubal Kain, Shtarum Achay Sharif. In the days of Naama, the sister of Tubal Kain, the Malachi Asharet mistaken and thought he's an angel, she was so pretty. Shneemar, Vayiru Bnei Eloim, Dod Adam. Amad Epanav, and he stood in front of him. Kivan Sheraata, he saw her, meaning he realized she's there. Afachet Panav, Mitanav Nachom, he turned around, turned his back to her. Shuv Bava Amad Atzat Smol, he turned to his left, he turned his right, turned himself to the right. And she was going around him from all directions to cause him to look at her. It was a satan. So he said to himself, I'm worried. Perhaps the Yetzara will overcome and I'll sin. What did this tzaddik do? He called the Talmud that was the servant in front of him. It was a shamish of his. Amar lo, lech aveli eshu masmerin, go bring me fire and two nails. Evilu mamsir, so he brought in the nails. Unetana benav, and he shoved them into his eyes. Kevan shera satan kach, once the satan saw this, nizdazer nafal avrav, he trembled and he fell backwards. Couldn't believe it. באותה שעה קרא הקדוש ברוך הוא לרפאל. At that time, הקדוש ברוך הוא called the מלאך רפאל, מלאך the curious people. אמר לו, he told him, לך רפא את רבי מתיה בן חרש. Go cure רבי מתיה בן חרש. Make him see again. בא ועמד לפניו. He came and stood in front of him. אמר לו, he told him, מי אתה? Who are you? אמר לו, so the angel told him, אני הוא רפאל ששכני הקדוש ברוך הוא לרפא את עיניך. I am רפאל. The angel of Baruch Hu sent me to cure your eyes. Amar lo, he told him, Anicheni, leave me alone. Mashaya, whatever it was, leave me alone. Come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, he told me, leave me alone. Amar lo, he told him, Lech ve'emor lo shani arev, shlo yishlot bo yetzara. Go tell him, I guarantee that the yetzara won't bother you anymore. From now on, you won't have any desire, nothing, you won't see any women. Miyad ripe oto. Right away, the angel was able to cure. Mikan amur chachamim, from here the chachamim learned. Kol mi sheino mistakel benashim, any chachamim, Medrash says this, okay? Teach this to everyone. Kol mi she'eno mistakel benashim. So anyone who does not look at women, alachad kama ve'kama ve'esh chavero, or most of she's a married woman, a stam woman, a married woman even more than that, en yetzara sholet bo, ve'yetzara can't control her. You want to see her against the yetzara? Shut your eyes.